This is episode number 69 with Timothy Sykes. Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin. What is up, Grace? Thanks so much for saying hi to me today and listening to this episode. I've got a special guest on today. His name's Mr. Timothy Sykes. And Tim is a buddy of mine that I've known for a number of years back from my New York City days living there. We would connect every once in a while, and he was always doing some big things with his penny stock trading. He was making a lot of money trading penny stocks and teaching other people how to do this as well, how to take a few $1,000 and turn it into hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. And on this episode, we dive into his story about how he took just a few $1,000 when he was a teenager and built it into a few $1,000,000 a few years later. And then the strategies along the ways of how he's been teaching people to do the same. We talk about marketing, we talk about building a business, and dive into what it's like for him to be hated so much and to be criticized a lot. And he's criticized a lot for his marketing style and the way he promotes things. But he's done extremely well at the same time. So we dive into his internal battle with that and also a lot of other fun things along the way. So make sure to get out your pen and paper, take some notes. Tim's an awesome guy. I think you're going to really like this interview. I've got a big, big month ahead of me. I'm actually going to Uruguay and Brazil to compete with the USA national team in the Pan American Championships in Uruguay at the end of June. So I'm very excited about this process. We just won the national championship with my New York City team, handball team. It was an amazing tournament that we had, and the whole team came together winning the championship game. It was a lot of fun. My first time being on a championship team. Actually, I've been to a lot of championship games, playoff games, things like that, but never actually won a national championship. So this was a first, and it was humbling. It was fun. It was exciting. A lot of different things happening. So it was a blessing, and I'm very grateful for that experience. Now I get to go represent my country, wear USA across my chest, which for me gives me chills every time I get to think about wearing that and representing my country and the journey over the last 3.5-4 years of taking on this new adventure of team handball to represent my country. So I'm very excited about this, to come back together with my teammates from all over the world, train with them, go to Brazil and compete for a while, then in Uruguay for the tournament. So if anyone's down there in Uruguay, make sure to say hi at the Pan American Championships. I will keep you guys posted on what's happening with that process and the journey along the way in these episodes. So make sure to subscribe over on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and continue to share this with your friends. I really appreciate you guys staying so connected with me with your posts on Instagram, where you are listening to the show, posting on Twitter and Facebook constantly. So thank you guys so much for subscribing, for listening, for sharing these episodes, and I hope they continue to get more inspiring for you each and every week. So with that, let's dive in to today's episode with Mr. Timothy Sykes.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% 20% off your next 12-pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
What is up, everyone? Thanks so much for checking out the School of Greatness again. I am sitting with a good buddy of mine, Mr. Timothy Sykes. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going good. And for those that don't know who Tim is, he is really well known for being an amazing penny stock trader. And he's outrageously good at marketing because he's outrageous at it. And he has a great story. So I want to have you share your story for those that don't know you, because some of my audience probably knows you because we interact online every now and then, so they'll see that. But then there's a whole lot of people that have no clue what penny stocks are, what stock trading, the market. They don't know anything about it. And they don't know how you became so successful. So just kind of like your brief story about that.
Yeah. You know, first, thanks for having me on. It's good to see you. It's been too long. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I've had a wild kind of journey. My parents gave me my bar mitzvah gift money, $12,415, when I was in high school. I was a tennis player and I was playing every day, and my weak Jewish genetics gave out, and I got injured, and I had two casts on my arm. So they gave me control of this money to basically invest. They thought I would lose it all. They thought that it would be a good lesson for me. Oh. And instead, by the end of senior year of high school, I turned the $12,000 into $120,000. Then after freshman year, it was $800,000. And wow. Before I graduated college, it was nearly $2
million. Wow. So in like 5 years or something.
Four years trading penny stocks, which are stocks trading under $5 a share, very speculative stocks, not like Google, not Apple, not GE, small companies.
Stocks you don't know of.
Yeah, stocks you don't know of. A lot of very sketchy companies. If you've ever seen the movie Wolf of Wall Street,
sure.
Those are all penny stocks. So there are a lot of scams out there, so you have to be careful. But there's also some good companies that, you know, they have like these groundbreaking technologies, and big companies want to use these small companies. So I kind of have a talent of finding, you know, what is a good company and what is a bad company. And I separate the two. And now I actually teach people, because I made so much with my own money.
They want to know from you.
They want to know. And I was on this TV show called Wolf of Wall Street. I was on this TV show called Wall Street Warriors, and it's now in like 20 countries. It was like kind of like a reality show. Uh-huh. And so I started teaching, and now I have 5,000 plus students in over 60 countries. Wow. And two students just recently passed $1 million in trading profits. One of them, he started with $1,500 of his own money. He's now up to $1.73 million in 3 years since becoming my student, Tim Gertani. Big shout out to him.
And he was just, he just passed 1 million like 4 months ago, right?
He passed 1 million. And we were featured on CNN, and that was kind of crazy because it got like 5,000 social shares. So everyone's like, oh, I want to make $1 million. So sure. I teach my strategy, and you know, not everyone's going to become a millionaire, but what I do is teach rules that I've learned over 15 years of trading. Sure. And if you learn these rules, you're better off. It's, you know, people say, oh, I'm scared of the stock market, I'm scared of penny stocks. what can you do to help me? Well, I teach you rules. Like, I'm like a driving instructor. You know, driving is scary if you don't pay attention to red lights, stop signs, lanes, like
other
basic
cars,
basic rules. You know, if you just get in a car, if you're like a baby and you're driving, like, you're going to, you know, go crazy. Yeah. So that's what's very similar in the stock market. So I teach rules and I share them and I kind of antagonize people with how proud I am of the money that I've made and what it can buy and the lifestyle.
Yeah. What's your Instagram handle? Just Tim Sykes?
Timothy Sykes is my Instagram handle. And I post pictures and, you know, YouTube, we have nearly 300 videos. And I just, you know, when you make this kind of money, I mean, I've been making six figures, sometimes seven figures a year, every year for over a decade. And that adds up and you can basically do it from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. So I trade from the Maldives. I do like a video. I made a stock trade from my Lamborghini. So like you see me like doing this trade and people come up to my window and they're like, "Hey dude, nice car." And I'm like, "Not now, I'm making a stock trade." And I make like $1,000 from the Lambo. And
yes.
So I rub it in because it's kind of cool to be able to work from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, woman, child, it doesn't matter
right. If
you're American, international. So it's kind of a cool thing.
And the thing I like about Tim is a lot of people, you know, I have friends who are like, just Tim's the biggest douchebag marketer. Like, he's so, you know, over the top. It's ridiculous. And when they actually meet Tim, when I get to hang out with Tim, he's like the most loving, humble, nice guy. It's really weird because like meeting you and being friends for a while, you've let me stay at your place for like 3 months over the last 3 years in New York City. You're always very welcoming and, you know, before we even really knew each other that well. And so that's what I really like about you. It's like, sure, you're this like type of marketer that's over the top, but you're like really care about people's success and you care about your friends.
100%. And you have to, you know, you have to be aggressive on the internet or else you don't stand out.
Yeah.
Okay, I've made a few million dollars, big whoop. But, you know, by giving visuals, by showing off my Lamborghini and my mansions and my crazy trips and showing people this is why you should work so hard.
Right.
It offends some, but most people are like, oh my God, I want this. I want to do what it takes to get there.
Yeah.
So that's what I am online. And people make all these judgments about who I am and as a person. It's totally different. You know,
if
I was just totally humble and nice and, you know, myself online, I was that for the first year or two and no one cared because everyone's like, oh, it's just like a guy. That's cool. That's nice.
A nerdy dude who's just making money or whatever.
You didn't show, the carrot. You know, no one wants to really learn finance. No one wants to learn about the stock market. It's not exciting. But if you see the rewards of what you can possibly get and you're, you know, inspired to study, look through all my DVDs and video lessons and webinars and, you know, try and see the intricacies, you know, then you're encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is like inspiration, just to give people this hope that they can actually get there. And they can, if they actually follow the rules as evidenced by my two millionaire students so far.
You've got a lot of students who've had, you know, probably multiple six figure years and they make thousands of dollars every month. Lots of students, right?
Yeah. But you know, that's not inspirational. So I could say, oh, I probably have, I don't know, maybe 200 or 300 students who have made 10 grand in the past few months.
Right.
That's cool. But
no one cares.
That's not life changing.
Yeah.
The, you know, Tim Gratoni, 1500 into 1.7 million in 3 years. And he's doing it all off my patterns.
He's from Columbus, Ohio.
He's from
my hometown.
I saw you.
We saw each other at the airport.
I saw you in Ohio. I was in Ohio trying to be there to witness him crossing $1 million in trading profits. I had to go back freaking twice because, you know, I kind of put pressure on him. It's kind of tough, like with a camera in your face. But we got it and he crossed $1 million and now he's at 1.7. So he's just an average kid. But the cool thing is that he does it all on himself. Like he's not just blindly following my picks. One day he made $200,000 in one day. When I was in Japan, I was filming in Japan. I was sleeping because of the time zone difference. And I woke up and I got like an IM from one of my other students. And they're like, Tim made $215 today. I'm like, I don't care if he made $215. And he's like, no, $215,000.
Wow.
And it was off, straight off a pattern in my DVDs. And he did it all while I was asleep. So self-sufficient students is, I think, even better.
So a lot of your students, do they follow you? You're like online for a certain amount of hours and you're like, here's the trades I'm about to do, or here's like what you need to look out for today. Or do you teach them the stuff and then they're on their own?
So every day, I mean, since the last time you've seen me, I've gained 40 pounds because I have a lot more students and I work my butt off for them. Every day I give a watch list of like stocks to watch before the market opens. And I give commentary usually 30 to 40 times over the course of the day. I'm making trades too. You know, I'm trading and teaching.
Wow.
And showing, okay, this pattern, you know, fits this DVD. I hope you've watched this DVD and, you know, and we try and see, and I don't win 100% of the time. I win about 73% of the time.
Right.
But I just, to show this. Yeah, it's a good percentage, and there's rules. Like, even if I have a loss, I cut the losses quickly. I let the winners run, or I try to. I have patience problems. so I'm not exactly a perfect trader, but I show what I did right and what I did wrong. Like Friday, yesterday, you know, I lost like 14,000, but for the week, I still finished up 22,000. So you see what I do right and what I do wrong. And I think a lot of people want to make 20,000 in a week.
Yeah, for sure. So how did you learn all these strategies in the first place when you were 16 or whatever?
Yeah, just trial and error over 15 years. You know, for the first like 5 or 6 years, I was developing these rules. I didn't even understand that I needed rules. I was just
someone like, teach you like, hey, you should check out penny stocks?
No.
Or did you hear about penny stocks somewhere? Or was it like, oh, let me just, the stock market seems cool.
So totally self-taught. There were no books. There still are no books other than my books and DVDs on penny stocks because they're pretty much hated by everybody in finance.
Sure.
But I went to penny stocks because I didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, I wasn't going to trade like $100 stocks. I couldn't afford it. The stocks don't move that much. So, you know, most people on Wall Street, they're trying to make 20% per year. Like that's their end goal. Like if you have a $1 billion fund, you make 20% per year, you have a fantastic year.
Yeah, that's great.
Average person, if you have $5, $10, $50,000 to your name and you make 20% a year, it's nothing. You know, even if you have $50,000 in savings, which very few people do, and you make 20%, that's $10,000 over the course of the year.
It's not much.
What are you? A Starbucks?
Not life-changing.
So what are you, Starbucks barista? Like, you know, you don't make that much. It's not life-changing. You put in a lot of work, and that's best case scenario. So I had to, you know, be a little different and try and refine a strategy where there's more upside to make it worth it for people with small accounts.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that would be my specialty. I didn't plan on being like a penny stock trader, but that's what I've...
But you were like, these are small amounts I could buy a lot in, and if they doubled, then I could make a lot more money.
Correct. That's the beauty of penny stocks. They can double in like a day or two,
really?
Versus Google, like, you know, it might double over like 2 years or three years, or Facebook, it might double over 2 or 3 years, but you're not going to grow your account that fast. So the vast majority of finance, CNBC, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, is irrelevant to people with small accounts.
Mm.
But they don't know that because they just get this fed to them every single day. And they're like, oh, let me invest in good quality companies. That's safe.
Yeah.
And then the stocks sometimes also drop. Like Google and Facebook is not guaranteed to go up double. You know, you have these big companies and sometimes they get cut in half in a year. Sometimes safe mutual funds get cut in half, lose 50% of your money, and you've wasted a year. So I need to do a lot of teaching to change people's perceptions.
What's the biggest attribute or skill someone needs to have in order to be successful trading, like over the long term?
Discipline. You know, if you get your ego involved, if you don't cut your losses quickly, if you bet positions that are too big, you're like, oh my God, I know this stock is just going to do amazing things. I'm going to bet everything. And you can't do that because you risk disaster. You know, if you're wrong, even just a little bit, you risk disaster and then you're out of the game. The key is staying in the game. The key is, you know, being successful over the long haul. Yes, I do have a lot of students who have been successful within a year, 2, 3 years, but you know, Tim Grittani, 1,500 to 1.7 million so far. 5 or 10 years from now, if he's still following my rules, he'll have 20, 30, 50 million. Mm. That's life changing.
That's pretty good.
1.7 million after taxes, it's nice for a kid from Ohio. He's only 25,
it's
but
not bad.
It's not, you know, it's not everything. And I want people to see how to get to true wealth and true freedom.
Mm. Interesting. What's the biggest fear that people have when they get into stocks? Because I would be probably like, you know, if I wasn't experienced at this and I lost 10 grand in like a week, I'd probably be like, okay, I'm done with this game. Or it's like, it's not for me or whatever. Is that the biggest fear? Is just people losing everything?
Losing everything and not understanding what's going on. Because you see all these blinking green and red lights and you're like, I don't understand numbers. I'm not good at math. So you don't know the indicators, you don't know what's actually happening. And if you're just throwing money into something that you don't know what's going on, I mean, it doesn't even matter if you make money. It's scary because you're like, oh my God, I just made 5,000. I don't know what I did. But so I really emphasize learning these rules and cutting losses quickly. Those are my two most important things. Number one, cut losses. Like if you're, let's say you have 5,000 in the stock market and you're down, you know, $500. That's a lot of money to some people.
Yeah. And with only 5,000 in.
Yeah. And you need to cut it off. But
don't try to ride it to be like, it's going to come back.
Too many people think that. Too many people use hope as a strategy. Hope is not a strategy. You cannot be down and then say, oh, maybe it'll come back. Maybe it will, but maybe it won't. Mm. And you don't want to get into those situations where the odds are less than 50% because then you're going gambling and you might as well go to Vegas and get some free drinks.
Right.
And at least understand that, you know, the odds are so low. What sure. I want people to do is be more meticulous. 90 to 95% of traders lose money. So it's a sucker's game if you have no rules, if you go with your gut. You know, people get tips from their friends. Oh, this is a really good penny
stock.
They
stick it out or whatever, yeah.
They stick it out and they lose and they keep adding. They're like, oh, it's only 5,000. You know, I might as well, I've already held, I might as well hold some more. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, yeah. If you're meticulous about it, if you treat it like a business, if you care about every single dollar, like I have several millions of dollars in the bank right now, and I still care about every single dollar. Sure. I get pissed like if I lose $10 because that's the mindset that I have. That's my training. Mm. And that's what I want others to think about it. When they're trading penny stocks, when they're trading in the stock market, when they're in the stock market in general, they treat it like a game where, you know, it just doesn't matter. Like, it's like, oh, it's fun money. This is, right. I'm learning.
So they don't care.
You don't learn by not practicing good, you know, trading rules, unfortunately. So
give me the 3 to 5 things. If you could find the perfect person, individual, that is going to be the all-star penny stock trader, what are the 3 to 5 characteristics or mindset skills that they have that you would be like, that's the person I want on my team to like do all my trades for me. Who would that be?
Yeah. Somebody who is, you know, reasonable and not like aggressive, like someone who's like, oh my God, I'm going to start with $5,000 and I'm going to turn into a million within a year, guaranteed. That's too aggressive. You can't have any expectations. Mm. You have to be reasonable. Understand that, you know, you're going to maybe lose a little if you control your losses. Like my top student, Tim Grittani, lost for the first 6 months, but he only had losses like $50, $20, and he got better.
So he cut it real quick and then...
And he learned. So have reasonable expectations. Secondly, again, you have to be patient. Like this is not something where it's going to happen overnight. Even though, yes, I did have overnight success and many of my students have had overnight success, you can't look for that. You have to think of this as a marathon. Like if you turn, you know, 1500 into like 15,000 in year one, that's awesome. 10 times your money.
Sure.
You know, because then those same kinds of rules that you learn from doing that, turning 15,000 into 150,000 10 times next year. And then you do maybe 150,000 into 1.5 million.
Yeah.
So you need to learn like kind of just the patterns that they can grow your account, but not all at once. Mm.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The third thing that you have to understand is that it's not based on one hot stock. Like, don't ever fall in love with a stock. Mm. Too many people, they're like, oh my God, this technology is going to change the world. It's amazing. And maybe there's some setbacks and they're like, no, I still believe it. I still believe it. And you can't do that. You have to understand that the way to grow your account very quickly in penny stocks, the way that I have and my students have, is trading a lot of different stocks. You try and make, you know, a little gain here, a little gain there, 10, 20, 30%. You're like a sniper. You know, this right. is what I say. I say aim small, miss small. So you try and take some profits there, and then you move on to the next, and then the next, and then the next. There's always a new technology, a new company with, sure. you know, a new oil technology, a new gold, a new, you know, some medical innovation. Everyone is trying to pitch these amazing stories, and you have to understand that the vast majority of them are going to fail. Sure. But they might be hot for a few days or a few weeks. Like marijuana stocks sure. have been very hot for the past few months with the legalization in some states. So a lot of investors rode that wave.
Right.
Unfortunately, too many people rode the wave and they made a lot of money, but they didn't lock in profits. They're like, no, marijuana is going to change the world. So they're still holding, and the stocks have now crashed like 80, 90%.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't get off. They didn't take profits. So you have to take profits. You can't just hold forever. Mm. A lot of people, I mean, I know people who had turned like 1,000 into like 100,000 on a marijuana stock, and they kept holding. And now it's like down to 5,000.
Oh,
so
man.
Just imagine that, making like 99,000. And then losing, and you're still trying to console yourself. Like you're like, well, I'm still up overall. I'm like, oh my God, such wasted money.
Sure.
Because they didn't have the rules. They didn't understand to take profits along the way.
So what I heard were the 3 points was, first is don't set huge expectations. Second one is be patient. And the third one is don't be attached to a specific result.
Yeah. The key is growing your account. Nothing else. Like, don't fall in love with these stocks. Don't fall in love with the story. Don't trust anybody. Don't trust these press releases of these companies because they're all going to try and hype themselves up.
Let's try to push the stock up, right?
Yeah. If you've seen like Wolf of Wall Street, you know, the brokers try and pitch a story, and sometimes that works for a few days or a few weeks, but it rarely ever lasts with penny stocks. Yeah. Most small companies fail. And most penny stocks fail. So you can ride the waves up, but just understand that you have to get off the train at some time.
Sounds like the same examples you gave of being successful in penny stocks as being successful in anything.
Yeah. I mean, it took me several years to be successful as a teacher and I wanted success all at once. I'm like, I have this strategy that can change people's lives. And everyone's like, okay, so... And so I was like, all right, I need to like create some testimonials. I need to show some examples now that I have, but I also needed to give visuals. Like I didn't understand if I'm giving a video lesson on like this amazing stock, and it's like a 45-minute video lesson on why I think this stock is going to be good. And I show a picture of like the stock chart as the thumbnail on the video, or I show a picture of like my Lamborghini, my $235,000 orange 2013 Lamborghini as the thumbnail. Guess which video gets more views?
The Lambo.
Like 4-1, even though it's the exact same video lesson, because people want to see, you know, what they can get. Why should I spend 45 minutes watching this video lesson? So you have to adapt. I'm still teaching the exact same thing that I taught when I initially began, but now I'm having much more success because I've adapted. And that's what I would think everybody should do, no matter what industry you're in. You need to adapt and see what actually works and have no expectations.
So do you feel like... you know, you're basically like throwing a Trojan horse at someone. You're like, come for this, but I'm really teaching you this. Do you feel like that goes against some morals or anything like that? Or do you feel like it's really actually serving people to the best of the ability?
So I get this question a lot. I make the analogy where like, if you see a bum on the street and you know, he's like, give me a drink, right?
Right.
And let's say you have, for some reason, two drinks in your hand. In one hand, you have a bottle of Jack Daniels. In the other hand, you have like a kale, spinach, and celery, like green drink. Mm. Which one do you think the bum is going to choose?
Not the kale one.
He's going to choose the Jack Daniels. So I give the bum the Jack Daniels, but I've tricked the bum and I put the kale and spinach juice in the Jack Daniels bottle and he probably spits it out, but I'm still trying to help him. So that's what I do. You know, I dress up a lot of my stuff with the Lamborghinis and the mansions, but I literally have gotten it from penny stocks. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's that too far of a stretch. And then especially since I do have students now, so I'm promoting education, and yes, I'm ridiculously aggressive promoting my education. And to some people I'm too aggressive, but as long as I promote something that's useful, if I'm selling crack to kids and I'm like dressing it up, then that's a bad thing.
Sure.
But I'm giving rules that, you know, can change your life. And even if you don't make $1 million, they're going to save you from making a ton of dumb mistakes in the stock market world. And they're applicable to the real world and business world. Like a lot of startups have told me like, oh my God, some of this stuff that you say, adapting, you know, cutting losses, like this applies to the business world too. So I promote education and I'm proud of it.
And I think, it's different because you're an individual brand as opposed to like a company brand. And so some people may get turned off because it's your personality as opposed to the company's personality. Whereas there's other companies that can get away with it because no one's attached to it. And they can be ridiculously outrageous and it's not as, I guess, looked down upon for some people. But for you, they might look down upon it or think, judge you or whatever because it's, you know, your personal brand.
Yeah, right? I mean, they think that it's personal. It's not personal, okay? Like whether it's me or a company, mm-hmm. you know, I'm teaching a specific set of rules.
Sure.
And people think, oh, based on your pictures, like you're a douchebag.
Right.
But that's not me. That's just my, I use social media to market. I don't use it to like share my actual life. So there's a difference. Most people like share their lives. And yeah. I think that's very superficial because you want to like, right. you want likes for your little, you know, dog, your ham sandwich that you're eating for lunch. I don't care what you think about my lunch. I want to inspire you. Mm. So yes, I'm aggressive, but I think it, being aggressive with a purpose is justified.
Good. Now, do you ever feel bad if someone's like judging you or anything like that, or when they leave you nasty comments? Do you ever feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this, or how do you deal with that internally?
In the beginning, I was like offended. Then I kind of got used to it. You know, I mean, if I wasn't me, I'd probably hate me too. If I'm just looking at all these pictures and being like, look at this guy, like, and I'm sitting here like in my cubicle in my crappy life, I would hate me so much. I would be my biggest hater. So I understand their plight, but it doesn't bother me because, you know, if they did research, if they saw what I actually do, I have so many free videos and yeah. so many like free
great
stuff
resources.
That yeah. just is useful. Like there's no way to become a worse trader or a worse investor watching my stuff because I teach rules that I've refined that my students have learned from, yeah. And that work that have been time tested. Like I'm not, you know, just making these rules up
sure.
out of the blue. These are rules that I've personally used to make a lot of money. And
yeah.
I made a lot of boneheaded mistakes for 5 or 6 or 7 years. So
yeah.
I tell people like, look, you can learn all this stuff on your own.
Or invest in me.
But it will take you like 10 yeah. years and who knows how many tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars you'll lose until you realize it. So
sure.
I have some haters at first and they're like, ah, screw your rules. I don't want to listen. You know, I don't need a Lamborghini. I have a good life. And then they come back 6, 9 months and they're like, you know, hat in hand. And they're like, okay. I should have studied. I'm sorry. And I get that. And I don't care, you know, as long as people, you know, find out about me, they're going to give in either now or 5 years or 10 years. I've created 2 millionaire students so far,
mm-hmm.
but in 5 years there might be 100.
Sure.
And so it's a question of when will people finally realize what I teach is real? Because yeah. there's a lot of just sketchy stuff with penny stocks and especially with the trading education world. And I just have to show that I'm real. And,
sure.
and that's,
sure.
that's for me is a marathon.
And I think it was Seth Godin who said something like, if no one's talking about you, good or bad, then that's bad.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the haters are actually a good thing. It means you're doing something right. If someone are talking about what they're upset about you, it means you're like striking a conversation. You're creating some type of conflict inside of them to talk.
Well, even if you don't believe me, like right away and you're like, you know, you hate me like Howard Stern, you know, economics where you listen to me and you still hate me at first, but eventually you see that I'm going to be right 73% of the time. So 3 out of 4 times,
yeah.
eventually you're going to see it. My first millionaire student, Michael Good, actually wrote a blog post about me. This is how I found him. He wrote a blog post called Timothy Sykes is full of BS. You can Google this. It's still up. He's updated it, but he made all these remarks on why I was full of BS. And we went back and forth in the comment section and he's like, okay, I'll give you a try. And now he's up to 1.3 million in profits uh-huh. in 5 years. He's also one of my head trading coaches. So my millionaire students aren't just like millionaires on their own. They actually want to give back. Uh-huh. So they each give webinars. Michael Good and Tim Grittani give weekly webinars
to teach to your students,
to the Trading Challenge students. So we have, you know, this Trading Challenge, which are my VIP students, and all of my top students give webinars. So this week was like a crazy week. They had like 7 webinars from top students and just talking about like different strategies and the different rules that they've learned. So it's a very cool culture where you don't just, you know, make a lot of money and laugh your way to the bank. You make a lot of money and yeah. then you try and help others because it's such a good feeling. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I had $164,000 profit week a few weeks ago and that was cool. But I've had that before. It's not like a new thing for me, but I got like, I don't know, maybe 50 or 60 emails from people like, oh my God, I made my first $1,000 today.
And that's exciting.
That is fascinating because they never thought this was possible. They're working like little crappy jobs.
Yeah. I get $1,000 a week.
$1,000 a month. Some
yeah.
people, like I have a lot of young people, a lot of part-time workers. And they see that the stock market, if used properly can be very good for you. If used improperly, if you just use it as a gambling resource, then you lose it, you don't learn anything, and it is actually destroys lives. But if you use it properly with rules, it can change your life.
Let's talk about marketing, because in my opinion, and probably lots of people's opinion, marketing is the biggest key to business success. It doesn't matter if you have a good product or a bad product, but if you can market the right way to get people to buy, that's what makes a difference. There's so many entrepreneurs out there right now that I see who are looking for advice to build their business, to make, you know, $100,000 in their company, to kind of get it launched. Why are so many people failing at getting attention? And what are some things they can do, either that based on your principles or, you know, even if they don't want to go over the top because that's not their personality, what are some things they can do?
Yeah, a lot of people go into a business with predefined expectations, like, you know, I'm going to do this. This is how the customers are going to react, and then I'll have success. And that's not the way business works. Like, you have to kind of try and judge based on your customers' reactions how good of a product or how useful it is. So I did a very smart thing. I did a lot of dumb things, but at first I wrote this book called An American Hedge Fund. I thought it was going to sell a million copies. And I started my blog, timothysykes.com, just to promote the book.
Right.
And the blog kind of morphed into this Q&A with my followers at the time. And, you know, out of like 6 months of blogging, forgetting about the book didn't sell that many. It was sold a little bit. It was cool, but it didn't sell a million copies.
Right.
The blog grew, and I really focused on the blog because that's where all the interaction was.
Yeah.
And I asked the people, like, what do you want? And so they're like, we want real-time alerts. And I had not thought of that. I thought, okay, I'm going to teach these patterns. I'm going to show you my success.
You go do it.
And you're going to go do it. But they wanted to be led in real time. So I created Tim Alerts Real-Time Trades. And that is my, you know, biggest product with, you know, thousands of people. So
is that a monthly subscription or what?
Monthly
is that?
Subscription, $50.
So basically people can watch your real-time trades.
Real-time trades. And then I further interaction on the blog led to penny stocking silverware. It was Tim Alerts plus daily video lessons. Wow. So, you know, it's a little more in price. It's $100 a month, but this way you get the video lesson roundup too. So Tim Alerts, you just get the watch list and the alerts in the chat room. Then you can get the video lessons and then, you know, the other stuff. But that all came from customers. I did not create that.
So you originally had an idea that wasn't the idea that what people wanted, so you shifted into what they wanted.
Correct. I pivoted.
And it turned out being very profitable and helpful for everyone else.
Correct. So listen to your customers. Try and find what they really want. Like, you can have an expectation of, okay, oh, here's the problem. Let me try and solve it. But then by listening and adapting and refining, you become much more successful. If you go in and you say, this is the product, this is amazing, it's not taking off right away, but eventually it's going to catch on. No, screw that. Always be changing. You know, I tried a podcast, as I mentioned, Tim Radio. It didn't take off, so I cut it after like 6 episodes. My people don't like it. They like videos. They're visual learners. That's fine. You know, I can do whatever. Whatever it takes to be successful, whatever the customers are saying that they love and what they'll pay for, that's what really matters. Because I just want to educate. I don't care if I do a podcast, if I do a video lesson. I just want to show my rules somehow so that it gets ingrained into the customer's brains.
And what's been the most successful platform for you over the last 3 years in terms of attracting new and potential customers?
Yeah, you know, so I posted on Facebook. We have our YouTube channel. YouTube is really good because I can show like a 30 or 40 minute like free video. Like, here's a trade, how I made like $5,000 in 30 minutes. So that's very useful, but a lot of people don't want to watch 30 minutes. So lately, Instagram has become huge for us, where I just show a picture or a very short video and I show like a stock chart, like, here's how I made, you know, $5,000. And I show the stock chart with the picture of like, you know, my presidential suite at whatever hotel I'm staying at. And it's like, this is how you get the presidential suite. You make trades like this.
Right.
So Instagram is fast growing. I love social media. I love how it goes viral. I love how when you do something well, or, you know, something that's very well received, it just blows up. To be fair, a lot of people want to go viral. I've only had one thing go viral, and that is my second millionaire student when he crossed $1 million with the CNN article. Forget about going viral. I want to caution everybody, like 99.999% of the stuff you do will not go viral, even if you think it's the best thing ever. But something doesn't have to go viral to be successful. Like, you can have, you know, reach, let's say 200 people. And if the 200 people are actually believing in, you know, whatever you're teaching or selling, that's still a pretty good product. And if those 200 people like the product, they'll tell their friends, and 200 people can turn into like 2,000 sales. So you don't need like 2 million sales like people think that you do.
Sure.
You just need to reach a few people, and you have to be genuine. That's the biggest thing. Like, there's too many people on the internet who aren't genuine. They don't take pride in their work. That might have worked a few years ago, but now I think there's more and more genuine people like you who are passionate about what they do, and they're kind of taking over because you can sense, you know, who actually believes in what they do versus somebody who's just like, I don't care. There's millions of people out there and they have that accent for some reason. and they just don't care. And, and they know that there's so many suckers out there.
They'll get more people, buyers.
And I hate that. And that's not the future. So I want more people to be genuine. If you have a product or you know, you want to educate people about something that you are an expert in, you know, I don't want people just teaching if they have no expertise. There's too many people in the stock market and journalists. Like, you know, I ripped on this one guy on CNBC. He has no business background. He's writing about stocks. He's a theater major. So he delivers his speech eloquently, but he should be doing Shakespeare in the Park. He shouldn't be talking stocks. Right. So be sure that you're qualified. But if you're genuine, qualified, an expert, and it's useful to your customers, then it's a home run.
Now, I want to shift into something else that I've been asking a lot of my guests lately, because I like to bring on influential, successful experts on the School of Greatness. And a lot of them range from being single to then eventually getting in relationships or being married. And I'm still a single guy. And I like to know what has shifted for you now that you're in a relationship. You're not married, but you've been in a relationship for about, you know, almost a year, I think. And before, you were kind of living the, you know, the playboy life a little bit. I won't go that far, but you had girlfriends here and there, and, you know, you were having fun and you were making a lot of money and being successful. Has anything shifted for you now that you have, you know, a committed relationship for over a year and with a girl that you're, you know, really into, that you're in love with?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I found the love of my life and I'm now domesticated. As I told you, I have like,
it's crazy to watch,
Martha Stewart furnishings. You know, I still have my independent streak every now and then, like where I have to just go like adventure to some crazy country. But now I have a pet, and you know, it's
another new world.
It's a lot to handle. But you know, I'm a one woman man, and I'm very happy, and it's changed my life, because now it's, you know, everything's just truly fulfilled. Like my girlfriend is like, why are you always so happy? You know, like even like if I'm having a crappy day, I'm still happy because I have everything. Like I have business success. I'm very fortunate to, you know, have students who are very successful. So I'm fulfilled, not just, you know, monetarily, but philosophically. Now I have, you know, an amazing girlfriend. I have an amazing family. I have amazing friends who I have no time for. you have to set goals, and I wasn't looking to find the love of my life. It was just kind of, it just happened. And I think that's like the best thing, when it just happens and you aren't looking. But if you have all these pieces, you know, I think everybody wants to find true love. And once you have it, like you have to cherish it and you have to respect it. Cause you know, I'm just so fortunate. Wow. There's no other word. I'm blessed. And you have to respect that blessing, because I could throw it away if I didn't respect it. And I don't want to do that, because it's amazing.
Now, how has it impacted your business success?
Do you
feel like it takes away sometimes, or does it enhance it?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have to balance, having a little puppy and, a little 4-pound puppy, with a girlfriend and, you know, a booming business. It takes a lot to balance everything. And sometimes, you know, the girlfriend gets left behind. Sometimes the business gets left behind. The puppy never gets left behind. But it's not a perfect science. It definitely has like kind of hurt my business a little bit, but so what? Like I'm having, you know, if I'm firing on like 98% instead of 100% business wise, and I sacrifice the 2% for like a somewhat of a balanced life. Yeah. For a life, that's worth it. That's a worthy sacrifice. Yeah. You know, if you just have all business success and no friends and no family and no love,
that sucks.
That's not a life, you know? So I think you have to balance, and you have to have priorities, and obviously the more balanced, it's amazing. You know, if you're alone and you have like $100 million business and you're just sitting at the top of the world, like drinking like a $10,000 bottle of wine, are you happy? No. Right. So it's made me happy. But you also have to manage time, and I haven't done that great of a job. I'm still getting used to balancing everything. As you know, I told you, sure. I gained a little weight, or a lot of weight. I'm like the human Jonah Hill. You know, I try still to be funny, but you know, now I'm looking for Academy Award winning films. So I don't know. I could probably do a better job, but you have to keep things in perspective.
Sure, of course. So what's the long-term goal for you? Like, how long can you be in the penny stock trading world? Is it ever going to get tiring or boring, or are you ever going to need some type of new creative outlet? Where do you see yourself?
I mean, I have 2 millionaires created so far, a few other students who are getting close to 1 million. I want to create, you know, as many millionaires as possible. That's what seems to drive the most business success, because everyone's like, oh my God, he's actually doing it.
Sure.
Before, the question was like, can he actually create a millionaire? All I see is him being rich and nobody else. Now they see the students. So that's the overarching theme behind everything. How to create more millionaires, you know, is it more DVDs? Is it more books? Is it new, you know, interactive tools using 3D technology? I don't know. I want to keep teaching, because penny stocks are so unloved and so misunderstood. The Wolf of Wall Street has brought in a lot of new people, but they just think, oh, everything in penny stocks are a scam. You're a scam. Everyone's a scam. And that's not true. Like, if you look at the details, the Wolf of Wall Street actually took place in 1994, before the internet even was like really popular. Sure. So no one could do any internet research back then. That's the difference between now and then. Right. I think the internet is going to continue changing everything, especially education-wise and finance-wise. Transparency is becoming a big thing in the stock market and penny stocks. So, you know, people who are full of crap will eventually get exposed, I think, on the internet. So I look forward to helping expose that and, you know, just showing that this is all real. I don't think that you can ever have too much education, especially in a very misunderstood industry. I kind of look at myself maybe a little too egotistically, like Kinsey, who, you know, really revolutionized the education of sex, you know, and I'm doing that for penny stocks. It's not nearly as important or controversial, but still it exists. Like, there's the education world in finance is literally in like the dark ages. So I just have to keep doing what I'm doing and, you know, living life and trying to keep balance.
On your last day, what do you want people to say about you?
I don't want there to be a last day. I really want to have human cloning become legalized. I know it's not legal, but if any of you guys out there are experts, I feel like there's got to be some human cloning going on in South America. I'm sure there or something.
Is. Yeah.
I would love to clone myself and really just continue. There's so much work to be done. So much. I'm really just scratching the tip, and it's frustrating because there's a lot of stuff that I want to do. There's a lot more rules that I want to teach. There's a lot more, you know, technologies and paths that I want to try to do that education. So I don't want there to be a last day. You know, I don't even know when my last day will come, if the human cloning thing or freezing my brain doesn't work out. But if
hypothetically,
if it does come, like, I'll probably just be in the middle of like doing like a video lesson or working, because it never stops. Like, you know, I really want more experts out there to share their expertise and not be so selfish, especially in finance. You know, you have all these rich hedge fund managers and rich traders, and they don't share anything, and they're just do it every
they
year.
They keep it to themselves.
Yeah. And I hate that. And nothing changes. And so the stock market is full of like people who just give stock tips and they go with their gut, and it's like gambling. And we should evolve past that. And I know it's not just for the stock market. It's every industry. If more experts came forward and shared what they've learned, the world would be so much better.
There wouldn't be poverty, probably. People would be able to learn how to do things to take care of themselves.
I mean, there's still going to be like lazy people and people who won't like do what they should to follow rules, but at least the information should be out there more.
Sure.
And the people who educate right now are more those who can't do, and they teach, you know, that's a saying, and that's sad. So I'll be fighting for education until the day I die.
And what do you want people to say about you when you die then?
I don't care. You know, I really, you know, it's, I can't control what people do. All I can do is, what I can control is how hard I work and the type of products that I put out and how it's received. And I'm going to, you know, keep obviously listening to my customers and seeing what they, you know, want and how to refine better. But, you know, after I'm gone, I can't make any new products. So I could care less.
Right.
I'm working till the day I die, baby.
There you go. So final question I ask everyone, which is, what is your definition of greatness?
My definition of greatness is, you know, achieving your goals and living a fun and great life and helping others.
Tim Sykes, I appreciate you for coming on, my man. Where can we find you online? Where can we connect with you and watch all of your extravagant travels on Instagram?
Where can't you find me online? No, if you go to timothysykes.com or instagram.com/timothysykes or twitter.com/timothysykes or youtube.com/timothysykes.com, you know, just Google me. You'll see a bunch of stuff, and you'll see my students, and you'll see some of the bad stuff that people write about me because they're offended. But I'm just going to keep teaching because I know that it's good, and I see the success that it creates.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this interview. If you did, please do me a favor and share this with your friends. Go ahead and email a friend. If you think they might be inspired by Tim's message, go ahead and share it on Twitter or on Facebook. You get all the show notes over at lewishowes.com/69. If you want to learn more about what Tim talked about in this episode, there'll be some videos on there, some images, some links, all that good stuff to his website as well. So go check out lewishowes.com/69 for the show notes here. Make sure to subscribe over on iTunes. Leave a review on iTunes if you liked this interview. Subscribe on Stitcher and SoundCloud. And thank you guys so much for tuning in today on the School of Greatness. You know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.